We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There is one man on this station, however, that does have a Harvard degree who I think may be qualified to talk about this. That is Jeff Calkins. He joined us yesterday and he joins us now. Jeff, do you have a pretty good grasp of the money situation? Do they have the money or do they not?
I think I have a grasp of that now. I talked to David Rudd, and basically, as explained by him, and actually this is something that I want, if you go back and read my, and I'm sure you do, read my old work, okay, all the time. The Q&A I did with him in January, it's essentially they have the money pledged, but like if you pledge money, let's say I'm going to give you $4 million. But I said, I'm not giving it to you all now. I'm going to give it to you over the next 5 years. Well, contractors need to be paid in the next 18 months when they do the work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of just writing a check and saying we have the money for that, what they do is they finance through this debt service, they finance the project, and then the money comes in when it comes in, and they therefore have the money to pay for the facility. That's what David Rudd says, is they essentially have the money to pay for the facility, and I fundamentally believe that. I don't think he's lying there. It's funny because in the thing yesterday, it said it identified as the source of the money that would finance these bonds, the American Athletic Conference payouts, and which is sort of weird. Like those payouts will be used; they're already used for something else. It's not like that money just sits there—the $3 million that they get for the conference, or whatever it is. But he said that you just have to designate a certain sum, where a certain source when you're doing a bond, and so that's what they designated. But he said the money will actually come from gifts that have been pledged. And then the other little secret, little twist to this is that back before they had their own board, you couldn't really, you had to have, according to the Tennessee Board of Regents, what was described to me as a crazy, not by Rudd, by someone else, a crazy percentage of the money had to be in hand before you started building something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because they have their own board, they don't have those same sort of rules.
Right.
And so you can go ahead and start building, even though you don't have all the money in hand. Now, none of that means, so I think that's great. It's getting built. There's no money didn't disappear, et cetera. I do think it still does suggest two things, though. It suggests that the university is poor. the fact that this really, there were two different fundraising efforts here. One was something, a Vision for Victory, mm-hmm. which was the R.C. Johnson, Lou Holtz raising money thing,
yep.
right? And then there was the Time to Shine, which was, as Jason said earlier when he was on with me, that was going to be $20 million for a football facility and $20 million for a basketball facility. Mm-hmm. And, then they overshot. Like, they just overshot.
Right.
Have the $20 million for I don't know if they have $20 million, but they have the money. Yeah, they have the $20 million basically for the basketball facility, but they don't have it. And so they scale back the football facility. It's a $10 million project now. I think it's more like just an indoor practice facility with a roof over it rather than, offices and that kind of stuff. But basically, they don't have the $30 million check every year from the conference, and they have, five rich guys, right? There's Fred, and there's Brad Martin, and there's Alan Graf, and there's, Al Araka, and there's whatever. And if you are a rich guy who's motivated, like Bill Laurie, you give your $10 million cash and you say, I want to see progress on the building. That's why the basketball building gets built first.
Right.
If someone had stepped up and given $10 million for the football facility cash and said, but I want you to start on it tomorrow. Well, then they would have started on it tomorrow, but they don't have those people. And so, it goes to show the challenges of the University of Memphis in competing in this environment because, okay, they've done this now. They will have done this. Whew. but what's next? Like, what's the next thing that every school is going to have and that you're going to need in order to compete?
Right.
But they have the money. It actually is an accomplishment that they've raised this much money. And they can start building, and there's no, you know, skullduggery.
Well, and there seems to be some confusion from some donors, because I got a tweet from a guy, Scott, and Scott said, per my Time to Shine donation form, from what I can tell, I didn't specify IPF, although that was my intent. Disappointed. So even though he didn't specify, like, it still went towards IPF, right? Or did it not?
In fairness, how were they to know? Like, if you're giving money to the athletic fund and it's to Time to Shine, how are you supposed to know if it's
you don't specify one or the other, right?
Yeah, right.
Are they supposed to be Carmack? And basically, I think what they decided was, you know, Bill wants this done. Bill is giving $10 million.
Yeah.
So we will take money that's just donated generally to Time to Shine. We'll use the first things that come in because we got to get this done because Bill's giving $10 million. And so money that is not specified as to where it's supposed to go, we're going to go ahead and use that for basketball first and do football later. And that's not because they prioritize. I've had lots of, you know, there's a lot of conspiracy theorists on the football side of this who think this means they don't care about football. I don't think it means that at all. I think what it means is there is a motivated donor to, you know, on the basketball side. And so Rich, the one guy who stepped forward with that big of a thing was on the basketball side. So that let's get done first, you know? I mean, this is not some big secret. And honestly, do I think they would have just as soon had a I think they care more about football than basketball as an institution now. I do. But when Bill Lawrie's given $10 million, Bill Lawrie's given $10 million.
All right, Jeff, thanks for coming on and clearing it up, brother.
Appreciate you, GC.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.